Texte numéro 90. Uber's defeat and the rigged economy. The gains from new technology must be fairly shared. The case brought against Uber by a group of its drivers has exposed the dark side of the gig economy. For many workers, this is a rigged economy where bosses can weasel out of paying the minimum wage or providing basics such as holiday pay and rest breaks. Increasingly, employers are using technological change to duck their responsibilities. If you are a self-employed driver at Uber, you can become a virtual slave to the app, miss a job alert, and you can be deactivated without appeal. Fail to keep up your rating, and you can be cast aside at any moment. Genuinely self-employed contractors can refuse jobs, set their own hours, and subcontract work to others. That freedom to work when and how you want is why some self-employed people choose to give up the security that comes with a regular job. The security of knowing that if you fall sick or just want to take a holiday, you don't have to jeopardise your livelihood. But if you work at firms like Uber or Deliveroo, you enjoy none of these freedoms and none of that security either. Today, for many working in the gig economy, the only contact they have with their employer is through an app on their phone. This new model of working has led to a more atomized workforce. This has created a severe imbalance of power. It makes collective bargaining for fair pay and decent conditions far harder, and gives companies more scope to reward executives and shareholders while keeping pay down for their workers. But advances in technology should be used to make work better. All working people should benefit from the same basic rights at work, including paid holiday, maternity, paternity leave, and protection from unfair dismissal. The law should presume that an individual is an employee, unless the employer can demonstrate they are genuinely self-employed. We need to think more broadly about how technology can empower workers rather than enslave them. Back in the 1960s and 70s, people speculated that new technology would create in its wake a more leisured society. The reality has been very different. It's not just Uber drivers who are affected by this. We've got to get the pendulum swinging the other way. We're in the midst of a technological revolution, and every bit is as transformative as the Industrial Revolution. Our role isn't to try to stop this progress, but to make sure that technology is used to make working people's lives better, and to make sure the gains from new technology are fairly shared. The battle around Uber is far from over. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2016.